all in mid-body.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dumb and Mofo.
Push it right to the edge.
Yippies, they call themselves, converged on Chicago.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I can't believe my baby is going on a date.
Remember what we said about boys and dating and stuff?
Yeah, I remember.
Could you repeat it back to me?
Talk with your children about the important things, because if you don't, who will? From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Freak socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Where would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
They said they were there to protest the war, poverty, racism, and other social ills.
Brian Anderson, I've never heard of any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Some of them were also determined to provoke a confrontation.
Computers can do that?
Keep it peaceful, even if it took force to keep the peace.
Do they know about Martin Luther King? Could you lower those signs, please? I have some very sad news for all of you, and that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. Martin Luther King dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings. He died in the cause of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are and what direction we want to move in. For those of you who are black, considering the evidence evidently is that there were white people who were responsible, you can be filled with bitterness and with hatred and a desire for revenge. We can move in that direction as a country. In greater polarization, black people amongst blacks and white amongst whites, filled with hatred toward one another. Or we can make an effort, as Martin Luther King did, to understand and to comprehend and replace that violence, that stain of bloodshed that is spread across our land, with an effort to understand compassion and love for those of you who are black and are tempted to be filled with hatred and mistrust of the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man. But we have to make an effort in the United States. We have to make an effort to understand, to get beyond or go beyond these rather difficult times. My favorite poem, my favorite poet was Aeschylus. He once wrote, "Even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart, until in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God." What we need in the United States is not division. What we need in the United States is not hatred. What we need in the United States is not violence and lawlessness, but is love and wisdom and compassion toward one another, feeling of justice toward those who still suffer within our country, whether they be white or whether they be black. We can do well in this country. We will have difficult times. We've had difficult times in the past, but we will have difficult times in the future. It is not the end of violence. It is not the end of lawlessness, and it's not the end of disorder. But the vast majority of white people and the vast majority of black people in this country want to live together, want to improve the quality of our life, and want justice for all human beings that abide in our land. And what dedicate ourselves to what the Greeks wrote so many years ago, to tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Let us dedicate ourselves to that and say a prayer for our country and for our people. Thank you very much.
Втроем ныряем в водоем, все втроем. Good evening, and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. And sometimes we're even educational. Like we're going to be this evening in a very experimental sound collage mix. So several weeks ago, actually January 10th, DJ Easy Ed couldn't do his show. So he asked for some fill-ins here on WMFO. And Diana of the Russian Hour, which I'm a big fan of, it's every Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. It's the best part of the Boston area 8 a.m. rush hour. And she plays all Russian music. She filled in the first hour, and we got a chance to talk a bit as we segued. And then in the second, 7 to 8 p.m. hour, I decided to do a little experimenting. I already had a show ready to go, but playing around with our Studio A DJ mixer setup here, which has two pretty high quality Technics vinyl turntables, two Pioneer CDJs, which allow you to manipulate CDs in different ways, including a bit like vinyl. And what I did then was I mixed up an album that I had seen around our studios here, a vinyl album, Freedom's Finest Hour, narrated by Ronald Reagan. And I took Brian Eno, you know, one of my absolute favorite sonic heroes, and I digitally reversed. I've been playing around with this over the years, digitally reversed a number of his tracks. And I think the whole thing, also, Neil Peart had just passed away, so we played a couple of his great examples of his, well, his outstanding percussion skills. And so I also mixed in some Iranian music. And tonight, we're going to be doing something like that for the whole 2 hours of my 8 to 10 p.m. sound collage. Except, instead of reversed Brian Eno, we're playing all digitally reversed Wendy Carlos as our ambient music. And instead of that Ronald Reagan, Freedom's Finest Hour, talking about the American Revolution, we're going to be playing a CBS news reports, a vinyl album, The Incredible Year of 1968, narrated by Charles Kuralt. And we're also going to be playing two other outstanding examples of Neil Peart's drumming with Cygnus X1, about somebody going into a black hole in outer space, and also YYZ. And then Diana very kindly gave me two CDs from both of ours. She turned me on to the a Russian electronic. Well, they're more than electronic. They're just all over the place. But their name translates to the largest prime number. And I won't even dare to pronounce it. So we started off the show with our intro set that included a public service message from the Mormons about first date, and then a couple of excerpts from a news report, a CBS news report about the 1968 Democratic National Convention in Chicago, which was a real riot. 1968 was one of the craziest years, the wildest years in the 20th century. And we're, as I said, we're going to be exploring that deeply tonight. So we heard excerpts from a CBS News report in the intro. And among, we heard Wendy Carlos's Genesis from Digital Moonscapes. That was digitally reversed, of course, in this show. But soon after that started, we had Robert F. Kennedy on April 4th, 1968, announcing to a crowd of his supporters, people he was speaking to, that Martin Luther King Jr. had just that day been assassinated. And he was 2 months later to be assassinated himself. And so we're going to hear about that, along with the Tet Offensive, the Viet Cong, the Vietnamese. They had a truce for their new year, but then they violated it, and it really changed the course of the way Americans looked at the Vietnam War as unwinnable, particularly after Walter Cronkite went over there. And then we heard Steppenwolf Magic Carpet Ride. That was a big hit of 1968. And then that song from that Russian band, The Largest Prime Number. And that was the eighth track on their 2011 album of 13 tracks. And you know, when I'm... The Russian characters come through on my MP3 player after I ripped them into iTunes. But on these two albums that Diana gave me, not even speaking or reading Russian, I've approached these as looking at the numbers. Like, oh, that's 8 of 13. That's 13 of 13. I like that song. Although some of the time of the other ones, I pick up a bit on the lyrics. Like there's one with a Ruski in it, and that's what I think of the way that song is. So right now, we are hearing a digitally reversed version of Aurora Borealis. That is a bonus track on the CD version of Sonic Seasonings. And, you know, I'm... mentioning digitally reversing all these ambient tracks, and people have played around with spinning records backwards since records were around a little bit after that, famously around the time of the Beatles with the whole Paul is dead supposed thing. But most of the time, when you take an ordinary song and you just play it backwards, There's got a whole lot of artifacts and things like things sound a lot like whoop and a lot of zoop zoop zoop, and it's a little cool to start, but it kind of gets boring. So I just want to give you an example of, you know, it's something that's a common enough song. It's the Beatles, rock and roll music, and we'll play it just, you know, 20 seconds or so, and you'll get the idea. It sounds different, but this particular song, it's just, well, you be the judge. Well, you get the idea about that. So most music sounds certainly different. But as I've investigated this, I've come across a number of songs that I've determined sound pretty good, like this one and the other Wendy Carlos pieces I'm going to be playing for you tonight. So we're going to be featuring in our vinyl CBS News mixing, first, Wendy Carlos's Winter from her 1972 Sonic Seasonings album originally, but we're playing the remastered versions and CDs. And that's a 20-minute piece. And then we're going to be hearing the Russian band Largest Prime Number, Cygnus X1, as I mentioned, about a Rush fan going into a black hole. Also, I play guitar, and we're going to be hearing a track, Creeping Out from the Shadows, which is me playing a Variax 700 guitar, acoustic guitar. Basically, it's an acoustic guitar, although it's so much more, playing slide in that. And we're also going to be hearing later in the show, Wendy Carlos's Summer, again, digitally reversed. So there's going to be sure some rocking moments in tonight's show with Neil Peart and Rush and in the Russian band. But it's also going to be kind of pretty mellow, and it's going to be very educational as I try to impart to you an understanding of what exactly went on in 1968 in the world. And I think 2020 is going to be a year like 1968. There's a lot that's going on right now, and there's a lot more to come. So all that said, thanks, Diana. Thanks especially, Chuck, you, for lending me this album. And we'll be hearing from Luke Palit a little bit later as he comes in and teaches me some of the things he's picked up here. And, well, it all begins with Wendy Carlos and Winter, digitally reversed now. You're on WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
5, 4, 3, 2, we have ignition. Commit liftoff. We have liftoff.
It is my privilege to place in nomination the one man whom history has so clearly thrust forward.
We'll have a short inauguration address, and
We'll take down the fence around the White House and have a picnic on the lawn.
It was an incredible year. In 1968, the actions of men and the events they created cascaded into a sequence of surprise and shock, a torrent of news that perhaps has never been equaled. In 1968, the voices of men throughout the world rose in a chorus of pride and protest. And in 1968, the voices of some men were forever stilled in Czechoslovakia and in Memphis.
At 7 p.m., Dr. Martin Luther King expired in the emergency room as a result of a gunshot wound in the neck.
In Vietnam and in Los Angeles.
Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today. June 6, 1968.
In that incredible year, there was the long-expected travel to a distant neighbor.
It looks rather like clouds and clouds of pumice stone. And it certainly would not appear to be a very inviting place to live or work.
And for many in 1968, there was the unexpected travel to a near neighbor.
All of a sudden, the door opened, burst open, and you naturally look around a little bit when something like that happens, especially at night when you have your lights down low. And there was a man standing there with a gun pointing it at us, saying, Cuba, Cuba, Cuba. I smiled at him, and I said, fine, we're on our way to Cuba.
It was a year in which a winner became a loser.
Forward pass is out of the lead, but Dancer's Image is moving through. It's Dancer's Image taking over at the 16th pole. Dancer's Image, forward pass. And here comes Francie's Hat. They're coming to the finish line now. Dancer's Image, the winner by a length and a quarter.
The Derby Dancer had been drugged. And it was a year in which a loser became a winner.
Tonight, I again proudly accept that nomination for President of the United States.
Former Navy man was on his way to becoming Commander-in-Chief. The Navy's song sharing the spotlight with the President-to-be. The United States Navy, it was their story that began the incredible year. Remember the Pueblo?
Seizure of a U.S. naval vessel in international waters is without precedent and is intolerable.
Secretary of State Dean Rusk, the incredible year was barely 3 weeks old.
There can be no satisfactory result short of the prompt, may I say, immediate release of that ship and its officers and crew.
The ship was the Navy's electronic espionage ship, Pueblo. Its officers and crew numbered 83 when the outgunned Pueblo was seized without a fight in waters off North Korea. Much of its secret equipment was seized, too. Had the Pueblo spied in North Korea's territorial waters? From captivity, the crew confessed that it had. The captain, Lloyd Bucher, asked that the United States also confess and apologize so that he and his men might be freed.
I do not ask this release from imprisonment, particularly for myself. There are many in my crew who are in their very early 20s and have not had an opportunity to taste either the bitters or sweets of this life. We earnestly ask the American people to put themselves in our place and ask what they would want us to do if they were here and we were back home.
Back home, relatives of the crew members were angry.
If my son has to take his chances and his country backs him and he loses his life, it's one thing. For him to lay over there for 10 years, 15 years, and lose it slowly, inch by inch, and be buried anyway, no thank you. He deserves better than that.
11 months was the time it took.
A meeting was held at Panmunjom last night. The crew of the Pueblo is scheduled to be released at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 22.
The price of the crew's release, a confession and an apology from the United States. What was salvaged was the right to a verbal repudiation of what the hand was doing.
The document which I am going to sign was prepared by the North Koreans. My signature will not and cannot go on that. I will sign the document to free the crew and only to free the crew.
At year end, the real story of the Quibble affair was just beginning to be told by the crew, by the captain.
I was hit a few times. I was punched around. I was kicked. But I was mostly terrified.
Heavy in the air and could not be forgotten as the crew of the Pueblo finally came home.
The desire of the crew of the United States ship Pueblo is simply to return to our beloved homeland and to once again be reunited with our mothers and fathers, our wives and children, and our anxious friends. I swear on my life that if I am ever allowed to return to my home and family, I will never again commit such a naughty crime.
Signs, please. I have some very sad news for all of you.
And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight.
Martin Luther King
dedicated his life to love and to justice between fellow human beings.
He died in the course of that effort. In this difficult day, in this difficult time for the United States, it's perhaps well to ask what kind of a nation we are.
In January, in Vietnam, it was the time of the Lunar New Year, and both sides agreed there would be a truce. communist Tet Offensive hit 30 South Vietnamese cities at once. The city of Hue fell and had to be won back. In 1 week, 416 Americans died. There were 350,000 new refugees before the president in Washington could claim victory.
We have known for several months now that the communists planned a massive winter-spring offensive. Well, the biggest fact is that the stated purposes of the general uprising have failed.
After Tet, more and more Americans began to have doubts about a leadership that said we were winning. There was a new phrase, the credibility gap. And after Tet, the Don Quixote from Minnesota, Democratic Senator Eugene McCarthy, gathered more support for his lonely quest to unseat the President of the United States, a man from his own party. For 1968 was an incredible year of politics.
I'm hopeful that this challenge
which I'm making, 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 by other members of the Senate and other politicians may alleviate to some degree this sense of political helplessness and restore to many people a belief in the processes of American politics and of American government.
For a man named Nixon, this was the year in which to begin once more an uncompleted quest of his own.
I recognize that I must demonstrate to the American people that I can win and that I can do the job. I have decided that I will test my ability to win and my ability to cope with the issues in the fires of the primaries and not just in the smoke-filled rooms of Miami.
For another Republican hopeful, George Romney of Michigan, the handwriting on the ballot was only too clear.
I have concluded that I can best serve my country and the ideas in which I believe other than as a candidate.
And so with some hats in the ring, it appeared that 1968 was running as could be expected. It also appeared that a strike by garbage men in Memphis, Tennessee was one of the things that normally happen, a cause that could attract a man like Martin Luther King. And then the event spoke for itself.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
This is Gary Shepard in New York with a late bulletin. Civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot in the head and is now in critical condition in a Memphis, Tennessee hospital. The latest reports from Memphis say Dr. King was hit by gunfire while standing on the balcony of his hotel room just before 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
As he came out the door, there were staff people on the ground here. And he was leaning over just talking to us, chatting with us. And we heard
suit dropped the weapon about a block from the shooting scene and jumped into a late model white car.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? At 7:10 this evening, this was to be a gala occasion for a little Negro college from Mississippi appearing in Carnegie Hall with the great Duke Ellington. Martin Luther King, 20 minutes ago, died.
I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King. I hope that all Americans tonight will search their hearts as they ponder this most tragic incident.
We all pray that the assassin will be apprehended and brought to justice.
Ray, to the best of our knowledge, was not a racist. There's nothing in his file that indicated he was anti-any race. But
make no mistake, the American people are in part responsible for Martin Luther King's death. It is a time for the American people to repent and make democracy equally applicable to all America.
For those of you who are black,
and are tempted to fill with hatred and mistrust of the injustice of such an act against all white people, I would only say that I can also feel in my own heart the same kind of feeling. I had a member of my family killed, but he was killed by a white man.
But we commit his body to the ground. The grave is too narrow. But we commit his body to the ground.
No coffin,
no crypt, nor vault.
No stone can hold his greatness.
But we commit his body to the ground.
Like anybody, I would like to live.
I just want to do God's will.
Mission Control, 2049 Aircraft, Mission Control.
Welcome.
X-ray Delta 1, this is Mission Control, 2049 Aircraft, Mission Control.
I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Welcome to voice print identification. When you see the red light go on, would you please state in the following order: your destination, your nationality, and your full name. Surname first, Christian name, and initial.
We cannot desecrate what this man stood for. I think that the entertainer Sammy Davis Jr.
His voice was one of those appealing for calm, as Negroes, shocked and angered by the murder of Martin Luther King, rioted and looted in cities across the land.
All right, baby.
Let's hold ourselves. Let's you're angry, you're mad, man. Let's hold it now and see if Whitey's going to come up with it.
But Whitey had not and was not coming up with it.
According to a presidential commission which issued its findings as to what caused massive Negro rioting the previous year.
We found that white institutions
created the ghetto.
White institutions maintained the ghetto, and white society condoned the ghetto. And though certainly we found evidence of black racism, and inflammatory remarks made by black militants, the real causes of the riots primarily lead us to white racism.
Still, the non-violent movement of Martin Luther King continued, now under the leadership of his successor, the Reverend Dr. Ralph David Abernathy.
I declare this to be the site of our new city, Resurrection City, USA, and I so name.
They were not only Negroes who converged on Washington, D.C. and camped for more than a month in tents and shacks in West Potomac Park. They were also Appalachian whites, American Indians, Mexican Americans. Their common goal of freedom from poverty was not to be achieved.
Work must go! Work must go! Work
More successful were the students young. On college campuses, large and small, their incessant demand was for greater control over school affairs. At Columbia University in New York, one demand was for the ouster of the university president. Kirk must go, said the students. And Grayson Kirk went, after some wild disorders and mass arrests. There were many who thought that in 1968 law and order was breaking down. A man who promised to restore law and order was a man who once stood in a college doorway to challenge the United States government. He now stood before the American people to offer another challenge.
There has been no response from either of the parties which would show the American people
that they are heeding the growing disillusion with what amounts to a one-party system in the United States. No one has suggested that the wishes of the American people will be heard. So today I state to you that I am a candidate for President of the United States. I am in the race directly. I will run to win.
Стреляй в тире. Под каждой елкой подарков ворох, самых полезных в мире. Хочешь, спишь с утра до ночи. Хочешь, вовсе не ложись спать. Можно вопить, что есть мочи. Можно все время молчать. Можно все время ходить на руках. Можно всегда кувырком. Можно в ботинках, можно в носках. Можно вообще босиком. Можно в Пекин, можно в Саратов. Можно в ворота, можно в кольцо. Можно в индейцев, можно в пиратов. Можно вообще все.
Не перепутать ни с чем песню, что мы не споем. Мы переплыли, доплыли, заплыли. Вот мы остались вдвоем. Вот мы остались вдвоем. Вот мы остались вдвоем. Мы остаемся втроем. Мы
again. You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO. And we are doing a very experimental mix this evening, playing digitally reversed Wendy Carlos tracks and excerpts. Well, no, we're playing a vinyl album by CBS News from 1968, the incredible year. What an incredible year it really was, as you've been hearing. And Luke Palit has joined me here in the studio, and he is a master of our DJ mixers here, and I've been learning all sorts of cool effects, as you have been hearing, as we've been mixing up in that last set. We began with Wendy Carlos's Winter, a 20-minute ambient piece from Sonic Seasonings, as I mentioned, digitally reversed, and then that final album, we heard the Prologue and Pueblo, and then the Tet Politics, the Martin Luther King Assassination, tracks 1 and 2 on that. And we're continuing to hear some more Wendy Carlos Winter. And then we heard from the Russian band, the Largest Prime Number, and the 13th track off of their 2011 album. And Luke is right here on Mic 4.
Hello.
Thank you so much for what you've been showing me.
No problem at all. If any DJs out there are listening,